You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
While the topsy-turvy nature of Dalal Street continues, if on one day we saw the Sensex plummet 491 points, today we've seen the saw of that C. That is 490 points up after the Fed move, about which we'll talk in just a little bit, as well as a few other things that lifted sentiment on Dalal Street. A recap of the things that took place on Dalal Street is what I bring to you on this evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Thursday turned out to be terrific. A spectacular rally was seen on Dalal Street. The BSE benchmark Sensex surged more than 500 points intraday on the 20th of June as bulls gathered momentum as the day progressed, driven by buying across sectors. The market opened lower but rebounded in the initial hour itself. Positive global mood, the hope of continuity in FII inflow into emerging markets, including India, after Federal Reserve hinted rate cuts in the coming year, and short covering and a bit of value buying in badly beaten down debt-laden companies' shares were all contributing factors to the lifting of investor sentiment despite a rally in crude oil prices. The BSE Sensex jumped 488.89 points or 1.25% to close at 39,601.63, while the Nifty 50 closed decisively above 11,800 levels, that is up 140.3 points or 1.2% up to end at 11,831.8. It formed a large bullish candle which now resembles a long white day kind of pattern on the daily charts. Umesh Mehta, who is head of research at Samco Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "This is a clear indication of a dead cat bounce where fundamentally weak companies face sudden moves for no sound reason. There is a high probability that the capitulation in debt-laden companies is done as of now and markets are trying to stabilize," unquote. He also said the street is cheering the Fed's move to keep the rates unchanged with an expected rate cut of about half a percentage point in the coming year. Umesh said this will ensure an inflow of funds into emerging countries like India and boost the markets. He also felt, hopefully, that the budget in July would bring out some clear trends in the bursas and help retrieve the lost confidence among retail investors. Mazhar Mohammed, chief strategist, technical research and trading advisory at ChartviewIndia.in, said technically this strong recovery appears to have paved the way for the much-awaited pullback rally towards 12,000 kind of levels as short-term critical hurdles are cleared. The buying was seen across sectors today with bank up 1.4%, auto 2.5%, metal 1.9%, pharmaceutical whopping 3%, and realty 1.9%. These sectors were among the prominent gainers today. The Nifty mid-cap and small-cap indices, that is the broader market, outperformed frontliners. Mid-cap rose 1.6% and small-cap 1.5%. About 3 shares advanced for every 2 shares falling on exchanges. Some stocks that made some noise today on Dalal Street. Yes Bank was the biggest gainer among Nifty 50 stocks, rising 11% after falling to double digits for the first time in the last 5 years. Or perhaps it is a case of if you've fallen so low, the only way is up. As we just realized, I think yesterday or day before yesterday, it was the second lowest valued within the Nifty 50 pack of stocks. And now today, it has gained about 11%. Indiabulls Housing rallied 8% after the company decided to buy back all non-convertible debentures, that is NCDs, maturing in July and August, aggregating to 2,285 crore rupees. Sun Pharma, IndusInd Bank and L&T were the other top gainers. Sun Pharma up 4.08%, IndusInd Bank 3.93% and L&T 3.45%. UPL, Wipro, Adani Ports, Britannia and Tech Mahindra, meanwhile, were the losers today. Jet Airways was the biggest gainer of the day, rising 93% ahead of the order from NCLT on insolvency plea filed by State Bank of India later today. Anil Dhirubhai Ambani Group stocks like Reliance Infrastructure and Reliance Capital rallied 35% and 28% respectively today. Even Jain Irrigation gained 22% after management clarification on recent fall and pledged shares. Company assured investors and stakeholders that it is moving forward with normal operations and is confident of fulfilling its agenda while making serious efforts to deleverage its balance sheet. Vedanta, meanwhile, climbed 2% after Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant assured mining industry dependents that issues related to the sector will be resolved by the end of July. And finally, Apollo Hospitals gained 1.4% after Global Brokerages said the decision to sell stake in Apollo Munich Health Insurance to HDFC is positive for the company, as the deal will help it reduce pledged shares. What are the global cues looking like? Let's start with the Asian markets. Asian stocks were higher after the US Federal Reserve kept interest rate unchanged, but hinted rate cuts in the coming year. China's Shanghai Composite rallied 2.4% and Hong Kong's Hang Seng was up 1.23%, while Japan's Nikkei 225 gained 0.6%. European markets, at the time of my saying this, have been trading sharply higher, ahead of course, an interest rate decision from the Bank of England later today. France's CAC, Germany's DAX and Britain's FTSE were all up in the range of 0.4 to 0.9% at the time of my telling you this story. Crude oil prices, meanwhile, rallied nearly 3% to $63.5 a barrel after a media report indicated that a United States drone was shot down by Iran, which could raise fears of military confrontation between Tehran and Washington. Gold prices hit a five-year high after a Federal Reserve pointed towards rate cuts, rising nearly 3%. That's it. Equities and global cues and commodities. We've recapped them all for you. That was all that took place on Dalal Street today. Of course, we have more podcasts coming your way. There's going to be one about Indo-US trade war fears. We've already heard that India is raising tariffs on 29 goods. And is this going to start our own version of a trade war? Well, that is what we will explore on that podcast. And Stories of the Day, which will recap the events of the world, are of course coming to you later in the day. And brace yourself for budget podcasts, because the budget is upon us. And in the lead up to the budget, we will be telling you all that you need to know about the Union budget, what are the expectations of the common man, and how the budget has evolved over time, and specifically in Narendra Modi's time. So these and other podcasts in the coming days are what you can expect. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.